Have you ever sat in a Cessna 208 Caravan and thought, what if nobody was up front? I'm Vector on Clear Direct, and welcome to Radio Hangar. That question isn't hypothetical anymore. A company out of Mountain View, California is closer than you might think to putting unmanned cargo planes into the national airspace. And the way they're doing it is genuinely clever. Let me back up. The company is called Reliable Robotics, founded back in 2017 by Robert Rose, a former SpaceX engineer who also spent time at Tesla working on autopilot. His co-founder, Juris Pujes, came from the same world. These are people who cut their teeth on rocket landings and self-driving cars. And their thesis is simple. Don't build a new airplane. Take the ones that already work, the ones that already have type certificates, and make them fly themselves. This segment is supported by AviationSoul.com. They make aviation challenge coins that mark the real milestones in your flying life. First solo, private pilot, instrument rated, CFI, the whole journey, beautifully made and built to last. Check them out at AviationSoul.com. So let's break this down. What exactly is Reliable Robotics building? They're developing what's called a remotely operated aircraft system. Notice I didn't say autonomous. That's an important distinction. Their system doesn't replace the pilot with an algorithm that makes all the decisions on its own. It replaces the pilot in the cockpit with a pilot on the ground. A human being is still in the loop, still making decisions, still monitoring the flight. They're just doing it from a ground station instead of the left seat. Think of it like the difference between a drone and a robot. A drone has a human operator, a robot might not. Reliable. Robotics is firmly in the drone camp, at least for now. And that's a deliberate choice because it dramatically simplifies the certification conversation with the Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA. Here's what most people miss about autonomous flight. The technology to make an airplane fly itself has existed for decades. Your autopilot already does most of the work on a long cross-country. Autoland systems have been around since the 1960s. The hard part was never making the airplane fly. The hard part is convincing regulators, insurers, and the public that it's safe to do it without a warm body in the cockpit. Reliable Robotics tackled this by doing something really smart. They went after a supplemental type certificate, an STC, for the Cessna 208 Caravan. The Caravan is a workhorse. It flies FedEx packages, it serves bush communities in Alaska, it hauls cargo all over the world. It's simple, reliable, and well understood. By modifying an existing airplane instead of designing a new one from scratch, they sidestep years of airframe certification work and focus entirely on the automation system itself. In late 2023, Reliable Robotics flew a Caravan with no one on board and no one operating it from a chase plane. The aircraft taxied, took off, flew a pattern, and landed, all controlled from a ground station. They did this at an airport with air traffic control coordination, not in some empty desert test range. That's a significant milestone. Now, here's the engineering that makes this work. The system uses what they call a triple redundant flight control computer. Three independent processors are running simultaneously, and the system compares their outputs in real time. If one disagrees with the other two, it gets voted out. If two disagree, the system can still operate on the third while flagging the discrepancy. This kind of redundancy architecture comes straight from spaceflight. It's how you build systems where failure is simply not an option. On top of that, they've built a detect and avoid system that uses a combination of radar, ADS-B in, and other sensors to see traffic and terrain. The ground operator gets a synthetic vision display that looks a lot like what you'd see in a modern glass cockpit, except they're looking at it from a desk in a control room somewhere. The data tells an interesting story about why this matters for the cargo world specifically. Right now, the United States has a well-documented pilot shortage. You've heard about it at the airlines, but it's even worse in the cargo feeder world. These are the small operators flying single-engine turboprops and light twins into small airports, often at night, often in weather, for not a lot of money. It's hard work, and it's getting harder to staff. FedEx and UPS move an enormous volume of packages through feeder networks. FedEx alone operates something like 300 caravans through its feeder system. If you could fly those routes without a pilot on board, you don't just save the cost of the pilot's salary, you eliminate crew rest requirements. You eliminate positioning flights, you can fly more hours per day per airplane, and you can serve routes that don't generate enough revenue to justify a crewed flight today. And that last point is the one that gets economists excited. There are communities all over the country, especially in rural areas, that lost their air cargo service because the economics just didn't work. A remotely operated caravan flying a nightly package run could bring those routes back online. But let's be honest about the challenges, because there are real ones. First, certification. The FAA has never certified a remotely piloted aircraft of this size for operations in the national airspace outside of restricted areas. They're building the regulatory framework as they go. Reliable Robotics has been working closely with the FAA, and the agency has been more forward-leaning on this than many people expected. But forward-leaning by FAA standards still means years, not months. The company has been targeting mid-decade for their first commercial operations, and given the pace of regulatory work, that could easily slip into 2027 or 2028. Second, the communications link. When a pilot is in the cockpit, they have direct physical control of the airplane. When a pilot is on the ground, everything goes through a data link. What happens if that link drops? Reliable Robotics says their system is designed to handle communication losses by following pre-programmed contingency procedures, essentially flying to a predetermined safe outcome. But the details of how the FAA will evaluate those contingency plans are still being worked out. Third, weather. A human pilot can look out the window and make judgment calls about icing, turbulence, and visibility that are hard to replicate remotely. Sensors help, but they don't capture everything a pair of human eyes can see. For cargo operations in visual conditions, this is probably manageable. For night IMC flights into uncontrolled fields, which is exactly the kind of flying FedEx feeders do, the bar is much higher. Fourth, and this one doesn't get enough attention, there's the airport infrastructure question. An uncrewed airplane landing at a major airport needs to be integrated into the surface movement system. It needs to communicate with ground control. It needs to not hit the fuel truck. Reliable Robotics has demonstrated autonomous taxi capability, but scaling that to busy airports with mixed traffic of crewed and uncrewed aircraft is a systems integration challenge that goes well beyond the airplane itself. Now, Reliable Robotics isn't the only company working on this. X-Wing, another California-based startup, has been developing autonomous cargo conversion for the Caravan as well. X-Wing took a slightly different approach, leaning more toward full autonomy with less emphasis on the remote pilot, though they've also been working with the FAA. And then, there's Merlin Labs based in Boston, which has been working on autonomous flight systems for military and defense applications with an eye toward eventual commercial use. What separates Reliable Robotics, in my view, is their discipline about keeping a human in the loop and their background in high-reliability systems engineering. When your founder's resume includes landing rockets on barges, you tend to take redundancy and failure modes very seriously. Their approach is less flashy than full autonomy, but it's more certifiable. And in aviation, certifiable is what matters. There's also a bigger picture here that I think is worth considering. Remote piloting of cargo aircraft could serve as a bridge technology. You start with a ground-based pilot flying one airplane at a time. As the technology matures and trust is established, maybe that ratio shifts to one pilot supervising two or three aircraft. Eventually, the system might become autonomous enough that the human role shifts from active pilot to supervisor and exception handler. That's a decades-long trajectory, not a years-long one. But it starts with the first certified remotely operated cargo flight, and that first flight is starting to feel like it's within reach. For those of us who fly, this raises some natural questions. If a caravan can fly itself reliably, what does that mean for the pilot profession? I think the honest answer is, in the near term, not much. This technology is aimed squarely at single-pilot cargo operations, not at passenger flights. Nobody is going to put grandma on an uncrewed airplane anytime soon. The psychological and regulatory barriers to pilotless passenger flight are orders of magnitude higher than for cargo. But over a 20 or 30 year horizon, if remote cargo operations prove safe and reliable, it will change the conversation about what a pilot does and where they need to sit while doing it. And for general aviation, there's a potential upside that doesn't get discussed enough. The detect and avoid sensors, the precision approach and landing systems, the enhanced situational awareness tools that Reliable Robotics is developing. All of that technology could eventually trickle down into crewed aircraft as advanced safety systems. Imagine your Caravan or your King Air having an autonomous recovery mode that kicks in if you become incapacitated. That's not science fiction. The building blocks for it are being flight tested right now. One more thing worth noting. The business model behind Reliable Robotics tells you something about where the industry is heading. They've raised over $100 million in venture funding, with investors who include Eclipse Ventures and Co2 Management. They're not trying to sell airplanes. They're positioning to sell a service, autonomous cargo flights operated through their platform. Think of it as aviation as a service. You're a regional cargo operator, you contract with Reliable Robotics to fly your routes, and they provide the automation system, the ground pilots, and the operational infrastructure. That's a fundamentally different business model from traditional aviation, and it's one that Silicon Valley investors understand and love. Whether that model actually works in the real world of aviation economics, with its razor-thin margins and relentless regulatory overhead, remains to be seen. But the technical demonstrations are real, the FAA engagement is real, and the market demand for more efficient cargo operations is very real. This one's going to be worth watching closely over the next couple of years. If you want to dig deeper, I pulled from reporting by Aviation Week, coverage in IEEE Spectrum, and Reliable Robotics' own published flight test data. You can find links and more at radiohangar.com. I'm Vector. Fly safe, and stay curious about what's coming next.